More than a dozen African leaders are in Abuja, Nigeria, to discuss the many health crises facing the continent. Chief among them are tuberculosis and AIDS. Yesterday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan suggested a global fund of $7 to $10 billion annually to fight AIDS in developing countries. Current spending totals about $1 billion annually. As for the host nation, Nigeria has so far been spared the AIDS catastrophe spreading across eastern and southern Africa, but experts warn that the country is at a turning point. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Lagos.
A truck stop on the busy Badagry Expressway outside Lagos, Africa's most populous city.
And how people they get this disease more than they call HIV/AIDS.
Several dozen truck drivers watch as Francis Awa yells into a megaphone and points at his crotch. When Awa suddenly pulls out a wooden dildo, straps it onto his belt, and then demonstrates how to put on a condom, the small crowd explodes into cheers. Awa is a peer educator from the Society for Family Planning. It's one of the only organizations working on a nationwide level to educate Nigerians about the threat of AIDS. Long-distance truckers are a primary focus of AIDS prevention efforts in Africa because they are more at risk at both contracting and spreading the virus throughout the region. Judging by the questions from the crowd, today's lesson is generating some much-needed discussion. One man asks whether you can contract the virus from kissing. Another asks if he will be arrested if he ever tests positive for HIV. And before the end of the session, one woman shows up to rail at the AIDS instructors.
No, there's no AIDS in Nigeria. I said, there's nothing like that. No.
There's no AIDS in Nigeria, she says. Nothing like that here. In fact, the latest survey published in 1999 showed that more than 5% of pregnant women here were infected with HIV. In some of Nigeria's 36 states, the infection rate was as high as 20%. Stuart Parkinson of the Society for Family Planning says Nigeria is at a crossroads.
Well, it's on the edge. It's on the edge. The infection rates are still at the concentrated stage, but they're just about to make the next jump into the generalized stage. Once the epidemic becomes generalized, it's much, much harder to deal with. So there's still an opportunity now to restrict HIV and to restrict the impact that it's having. We haven't got that much time left.
If nothing is done, Nigeria's 120 million people risk the kind of AIDS explosion that has literally depopulated entire villages in eastern and southern Africa. AIDS activists say that makes preventing the spread of HIV a top priority here. At the Society for Family Planning's laboratory, quality tester Olutai Oyao explodes condoms all day long. In the factory, workers churn out 100,000 Golden Circle condoms a day. Sold at the heavily subsidized price of 7 cents a four-pack, these are the only condoms in the price range for average Nigerians. Condom use has tripled in the past 3 years, a small victory in the fight against AIDS.
Condom!
Oh, you not trust me?
But last February, this non-profit program suffered a setback when Nigeria's Advertising Association pulled a national radio campaign about AIDS off the air, saying the commercials were too graphic. AIDS activists point to another defeat, the case of Georgiana Ahamafule. Ahamafule was pregnant when she was fired from her nursing position at a hospital 5 years ago after testing HIV positive. She was subsequently denied treatment after suffering a miscarriage. When human rights lawyers brought Ahamafule's case to court last February, the judge ruled she could not testify. Judge C.O. Olufao first wanted proof that an AIDS patient would not infect other people in the courtroom. Lawyer Felix Morka represents Ahamafule.
It's really very frustrating, but it's also very revealing of the level of abysmal ignorance and lack of preparation to tackle this problem, even at that high level. If a judge can exhibit such extreme ignorance and prejudice against someone living with HIV/AIDS, you can imagine what the situation would be at very lower levels.
Misinformation about AIDS continues to crop up at government levels, even as Nigeria hosts a Pan-African summit on the epidemic. In recent weeks, a Nigerian state parliament passed a bill approving a spiritual cure for AIDS. The cure involves spreading Vaseline and honey all over the patient's skin. and then reading verses from the Quran. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.